Our prime minister, the bringing back the hostages is not in his first priority. His first priority is to stay prime minister, and that the government won't fall apart. And he has a very difficult situation with Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, that if it will be a deal that said that we need to stop the war and to release the Palestinian prisoner, he will have a problem with his government.
Let me go to Iman Abdelhadi. If you can respond to what Neda has said. And also, we just got this news, according to CBS News 5, people were killed Friday by an airdrop package that when at least one parachute failed to properly deploy and the parcel fell on them. The video is circulating now. We have just 30 seconds.
Hamas was reacting to a 16-year siege. I'm not promoting what they did on October 7th, but to say that this whole issue started on October 7th is to ignore the fact that a Palestinian was killed every single day in 2023 leading up to October 7th. So without addressing the root causes of October 7th, without addressing the violence of keeping 2 million people under siege for 17 years without freedom of movement,
10 seconds.
Then we're not going to get anywhere.
Iman Abdelhadi, I want to thank you for being with us, assistant professor at the University of Chicago, Palestinian Egyptian American, and Israeli Neda Haman Mina, member of the Israeli chapter of Women Wage Peace. Her mother was just freed from Gaza in November.
Hi, I'm Jill Fritz with the Humane Society of the United States, and you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio during this special programming campaign, All Thrills, No Frills, Volume 3. This February and March, you will hear different marathons and series, all brought to you by our talented programmers, including specials for Black History Month and International Women's Day. If you'd like to help KBOO reach our $22,000 goal by March 16th, go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to the number 44321.
Hello, hello. You are listening to The Gap here on KBOO Portland. We are the most listened to radio show on KBOO at 8 a.m. on Fridays. When we are on, no one can take that away from us. I'm Tammy, and with me is the clever and artistic Althea Billings. How
are you? Thank you. I'm pleased with the description. I'm pleased to be here. Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, by the way. this is The Gap. We like to do a two-parter type of talk show in the morning here in the first half of the show. Oftentimes, we'll do an interview. Today, we've got a bit of a news roundup for you. Tammy sat through the State of the Union, so she's going to tell us all about it. And then in the second half of the show, we will get into our community question segment, which is, of course, International Women's Day themed. It's a very special day here at KBOO. 40 plus hours. Started last night at 8 o'clock, the Women's Day programming. So, you know, stay tuned.
Overall, 40 plus hours.
Overall, yeah.
As I said, I lost like 50 hours in there out of 40. It's great to be here back in studio.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, good. You know, last week we talked about community question was about cars and driving and driving etiquette.
Yeah.
It's been stuck in my head ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at the roads quite differently.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
Well, what's like your takeaway from that conversation and then from driving around with it?
I'm definitely being more mindful about, I'm going to say it, I'm not making a right turn on red.
Thank you. Yeah.
And what I do is I don't turn on the blinker so that no one knows that I'm about to make, because I don't want everyone to know what I'm doing.
Right.
Can't tell my next move. But then once it changes to green,
there you go.
And I faint this thing like, I guess I got to. Or I have my turn signal on, because I like to communicate on the road, then I turn it off.
Yeah.
Because I see the person behind me trying to be like, but then as soon as I take that marker off, they don't know.
No, if you are in a position to write on red and you're not doing it in a quick enough manner, they're like, let me go around you. It's like, don't do that. That's not, you're going to be on the sidewalk then. But they'd rather that than wait
everyone.
3 seconds. Anyway, we already had this.
There could be a squirrel, an animal, a person, a baby. You don't know. Babies are running around this town all the time.
Yeah.
Running this town.
We don't run this city. The babies do.
Speaking of babies running towns. Okay. I did watch a State of the Union yesterday.
Yeah. I did not. I was otherwise committed, but I'm really interested to hear.
You're doing your own State of the Union, actually.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
For my job. But the president was arguably doing his job talking to Congress.
Was he? Was he ever?
What were the vibes? What were the highlights?
Mm. Oh, I'll give you the backdrop.
Yeah, please. Paint me a word picture.
It's March 2024.
It is?
Women's History Month takes a hit as Lifetime woman and war enthusiast Nikki Haley drops out of the presidential race.
No! As Lifetime woman... Go on.
Trump is a potential 2024 Republican nominee, and audacious Joe Biden addresses the nations and maybe the world as the incumbent, as the State of the Union, which was both a campaign spectacle and very long. But one thing is for sure, it wasn't boring. This was Biden's opportunity to give it to us straight, Jack, and then turn on that folksy middle class charm his surrogates are always telling us about.
Uh-huh.
For a State of the Union address, it's a solid C, but a generous C.
Okay.
As far as a Biden speech, A. They ratatouille'd him.
To damn with faint praise.
We've seen him with the teleprompters, and he struggles. Yeah. He did like an hour and some change off the cuff.
Mm.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at him, and you could tell once he started straying from the script and started getting a little unhinged, and everyone's like, what? But then he got back to it.
Right.
So I have three main takeaways.
Okay, great. I'd love to hear him.
Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
His looks, priceless. He was giving side eye, bombastic side eye,
uh-huh,
front
uh-huh,
eye,
uh-huh,
squinting.
Right.
Doing a lot of this. a lot of.
The people can't hear that, but it is a. It's
making
in
faces.
A way it you can hear it. Just this face.
He would, especially when it was coming to domestic issues, immigrations, and the economy and inflation.
Mm.
The second he said inflation, that face, so many emotions on that face. Picture's worth 1,000 words, they say.
Can I say something a little bit off topic that
yes.
I was thinking of on the way in here? I listened to this radio ad for Bank of America. I don't know if other people, if you listen to other radio stations, maybe you've heard it. And it's this whole spiel about like, inflation doesn't know that you have to put your kid through college. Like, inflation doesn't know that you have a family to feed. It's like, no, I think inflation does know that. Like, but Bank of America is going to take care of you. It's like, inflation isn't like some otherworldly force that we have nothing to do with. Like, it was upsetting to listen to.
That whoever's writing these things, like, there's someone who thought of that concept.
Sure,
there's like a madman somewhere. There's a John Hamm somewhere.
Sure, there's an uncaring God that doesn't care about your needs. It's called inflation, but Bank of America is here to help and definitely doesn't have anything to do with it.
Right. It's not at all like the businesses are jacking up the prices.
Anyway, back to this.
That's hilarious.
I'll find it for you. It was like, I was listening to it. I was like, are you kidding me?
If you have, if next time you try to like scare some kids or something, be like, inflation is going to come get you.
You better be good or inflation is going to know about it and mom won't be able to afford coffee.
Couldn't get you an escrow. Watch out.
It would all have been solved if we were in escrow.
Two more highlights. People were hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Bad decorum.
Uh-huh.
Or was it good decorum? Kind of remind me of America of history's past, like
sure.
from the 1800s.
Right, right.
There were people yelling liar at Biden when he started talking about Trump's COVID response.
Uh-huh.
Steve Nukoi, I think that's the name. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is the father of Marine Lance Corporal Kareem Nukoi, who was one of the 13 servicemen that were killed outside the airport in Kabul during the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. He shouted, Abbey Gate. It was pretty heartbreaking. He got escorted out.
Oh.
And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is truly horrible. Or her decorum was very bad. And at this point, I think if she's not controlled opposition, I don't know what she is.
Hmm.
Nothing about any of her... anything makes sense. She was wearing a hat inside. It was...
To speak nothing about what was on the hat, what she might have been yelling. And can I also say, year to year, last year she was wearing fur. She had that white fur jacket. And she was pointing from the back. She was way in the back. This year she's wearing a hat, a ball cap, and not even a,
it was a baseball cap.
Baseball cap. Yeah. Not even like,
was it a fitted?
A fancy hat.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's a very basic hat.
A red hat that said
a red hat with this particular slogan.
I don't know how she has a job. Speaking of which, apparently Santos is trying to run again.
I saw whispers on Twitter that he was going to try to go to the State of the Union. I don't know if he made it in the door.
I would not have let him. I personally, as a person without, gatekeeping capabilities. Yes, yeah. I would not have let him.
Well,
in.
Here's my thing. We had fun while it was happening. Ha ha, hee hee, hoo hoo. Now he's like, I got to keep the cash train running because sure. I'm getting criminally indicted and nobody will hire me because I'm a famous liar and cheat now. And, that's only fun as far as, people still want to book you on Cameo for that. And that blew up on his face. It's entirely cynical.
His story is so terrible and he owes a veteran money for his dog's cancer treatment, which he never gave him. I will never forgive him for that. And the third last one, comment about Biden, once he finally lassoed up those words, managed to spit them out, he was cooking up a storm on somebody else's dime.
Mm.
He was, and I don't mean to whistle Dixie,
okay,
but the polls might, I don't know, he's definitely at like 64% 64 disagreement, right?
Uh-huh.
But maybe that was, it was...
He had a little pep in his step.
He got a little pep, little something, a little ratatouille.
Tim told me last night that he thought they ratatouille'd him.
Got to ask Elon Musk what's going on
with
the Neuralink.
He wasn't wearing a hat, though. So
Marjorie
Taylor Greene, maybe she was being ratatouille'd.
This is science, so it's happening.
The rats
now.
Don't run this Congress. We do.
Anyways, those are great words to finish that off
with. Thank you for your update from the State of the Union.
I thank you for having
Tammy's State of the Union.
It was interesting. Was the internet a-buzzing about it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody on Twitter said that they gave him a Panera Charge lemonade to get up there. Which is great. We haven't talked about the lemonade that kills people in a while.
Panera's got some
I think they're still
do.
Selling it, which is wild.
Inflation.
inflation doesn't care that the Panera Charge lemonade gave you a heart murmur. Bank of America can help. Their cards automatically declined at all Paneras. Look, I'm saying.
They're in cahoots.
Advertising campaign. Let me know. should we get to...
some of the local stuff,
yeah. Well, last week we talked about sort of a conspicuously strange, I guess, or like kind of an unbelievable story about the city basically inspecting and closing down this pho restaurant in Northeast because one neighbor was calling them for 18 months saying that the neighborhood smelled like a wok dish.
Mm.
And then they get inspected like a zillion times. They're like, you have to pay for a $40,000 air filter. And eventually, Pho Gabo gets shut down.
And a fine. $900.
And fined. And, everybody's, I think, rightfully outraged about this. And as a result, Commissioner Carmen Rubio has suspended the enforcement of that quote-unquote restaurant odor code because it's unfair. I don't know if she said that specifically. They're kind of reevaluating it.
Mm-hmm.
But as we talked about last week, it is not based on science. It is based on a person going there and saying, ugh, kind of
smellometer.
Kind of stinky in here. Centometer. Centimeter, as Tammy likes to
say. If you're from the UK, it's centometer.
Centometer. which is full pseudoscience. So that is going on. And it's also it's got the attention of all of these trade groups. It's gotten the attention of city council. But you've also got like state lawmakers involved. Everybody knows about it. Everybody's like, hey, that's bad. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I was looking for the articles on it, and I saw that there was a Reddit feed on it.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Carmen Rubio suspends city inspection of restaurant odor complaints. This is from All Chem, No Econ, I think. at the R Portland Reddit thread. And this was an interesting comment that I saw here. When I lived in Kenton, I would constantly smell a natural gas/melting plastic smell. It turns out that it was caused by Merkley roofing. Me and my neighbors reported that place at least 100 times.
Malarkey roofing. Continue.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're good. Just want to be clear which roofing company.
Malarkey roofing. Me and my neighbors reported that that place at least 100 times, but they're still open. I said, oh, well, that's interesting. Then Numerous Pines 6168 posts an Oregon Live article, links an Oregon Live article, and I went to it, couldn't believe it. Oregon DEQ Malarkey Roofing Co. agree to $1.45 million fine over air pollution violations.
Holy.
And that is so there was a concern, a similar concern. Sure, it wasn't a restaurant. I get it.
From the immediately in the article, the roofing company was emitting large amounts of carcinogen formaldehyde.
That's not good.
That will kill you.
The point that people in North Portland were complaining, apparently 100, according to this commenter, at least 100 times, this person and their neighbors called at least 100 times. They're still open, and this was back in, can I get a date? Oh, 2 days ago, this was written. We'll see. Well, anyways, 2 days ago, this was written. The actual pollution violation fine is from 2022. This is so bizarre. Yet you have a restaurant, and one person can call the city and get them basically shut down over the restaurant smelling like a restaurant that uses woks for their dishes.
Right.
It just seems more and more like super racially motivated.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't think that they're going to reopen that location. I think they're going to stay in their Hillsborough and Happy Valley location. And it's just really sad. Like, can Portland not keep like BIPOC restaurants in town?
Yeah.
Like, this is that stuff. When they're like, why are there so many? This is that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is that stuff.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's the racial component, and then there's also like the way in which these systems are like sort of in many ways rigged against small business owners.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Because if you have $40,000 to drop on the air filter, you can make it go away. Or if you are, you know, well connected in the business community, you might be able to make it go away without necessarily going through all of these things. But you mentioned something to me earlier about what it must feel like to be the person who made all those calls, and now there's this. They're actually changing the rules
changing the whole law
so that you can't do that anymore.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Like, you were on one, and now everybody agrees.
We got your 75,000 phone calls, and we're just calling you back to let you know we've actually suspended that law, so you can chill.
You can, you know. Something else.
It's just an interesting. You always think that it's like the more people that reach out, like people power, and then you read something like this, and it makes it hard to not think that. I don't know. I'm glad that everyone kind of got together, like everyone from organizations to people in City Hall, and they're like, wait, this is not. This isn't. And it's maybe
taking a law. The law.
Taking a law and misusing it, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll see. They do have to go through, like, a whole process in order to actually
change it.
Or change it in some way or something. But, you know, this is good. It's sad that they won't reopen, and it's sad that this happened. And meanwhile, there's, you know, other stories that are percolating about, like Malarkey Roofing, and that's insane to me.
Yeah.
You have actual like toxins that people are smelling, like, and I don't know.
And breathing in, if you can smell it, it's already been there, you know, to speak nothing of the ones you can't smell.
Oh, and it's apparently this was the biggest fine in Oregon DEQ history. Shoosh.
Holy.
Why? Anywho's good news, we'll keep it, or, you know, good, there's progress. There's definitely progress.
Yes.
We'll keep our eyes on it though.
Yeah. I mean, can I say one other thing about
please.
It? I wonder how, if there were other, like, restaurants that were impacted by the same, like, pseudoscience of the odor code, that we don't even know about, that they, that's why they closed. Or, like, it's not even that they were violating the code and therefore they closed, mm-hmm. but all of the compounding impacts of you have to pay this fine, or you have to buy this expensive equipment, or you have to deal with, you know, city inspectors coming through, rifling through all of your stuff repeatedly, you know, that there may be, you know, damage more that we don't really have, we can't quantify because of, you know, it's just this one story that's percolated to the top. But I mean, I'm glad for it. It seems, I mean, it's goofy in one sense, and then it's like, what the hell are we doing in another sense?
It's like, we're still doing this, you know, just, it feels like a very... Yeah.
Smell-o-vision, you know, it's very that. Where do you want to go next?
They figured it out, though, and they said we didn't have the technology.
Exactly.
Here it is.
Exactly, I'll give you the technology.
Speaking of technology and progress.
Okay.
Campaign finance reform.
Hey, they did it, they did it. Sorry.
You've been wanting this for so long.
Well, it's true. It's been the wild, wild west out here.
You know, between the finance reform, the campaign finance reform, and the city charter, a lot of your qualms with Portland have been, you know, being slowly massaged through.
Right. And I'm going to have to find new things to be mad about. Aren't you so excited for that?
Daylight savings. You have that. They'll never take that away
from
you.
Well, maybe they will, because they've been working on it, okay? but yeah, the Oregon legislature finally passed campaign finance reform at the pressure of business and labor groups who saw the writing on the wall that there was going to be a very powerful initiative campaign that would hem them in far more than what they... So these, you know, two typically opposing groups came together because they can agree on one thing. We love to give money to campaigns. We love to influence politics with funds. And so this starts in 2027. So, you know, we got a couple cycles before then. But it does add in contribution limits for different groups that previously we didn't have. And the millionaires and the billionaires were coming in.
Phil Knight's name was dropped in there a couple of times.
Oh, I'm sure. They specifically wrote him into the law. There's a special category for the founder of Nike. He's only allowed to give this much. So, you know, we're stepping in the right direction, getting the reins.
It's put big. Back it's on big. Our this is pretty darn big.
I kind of wish we would have seen IP9, personally. Personally, I would have liked to see that because it is more restrictive. But at least this puts us in line with, you know, the rest of the country, and which is also to damn with faint praise.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, we can take our name off of the, hey, why is Oregon doing that really weird thing that everybody else has decided is a really bad idea?
It was that Oregon is going through a significant shift, because it's the same thing with the Still in Prison campaign with the non-unanimous jury.
Hmm.
And it was Oregon and Arizona or something, or, you know, I forgot to say, or Alabama, I can't remember.
Right.
But Oregon and another state were the last ones.
Yeah.
And you look at, and it's like, whoa, that's... Do we really want to be in the same category?
Right.
You know, like,
and, well, and then with the pumping your own gas thing,
and
another taking Oregon off the list of being, we're removing our exceptionalism. Oh no!
Oh wow!
But maybe we're being exceptional in bad ways. For example, having no limits on campaign finance.
Yes,
and you know,
is this
convicting
growing up?
People with, maybe it is. Maybe it is growing pains growing up.
Oh, it definitely, you know? Definitely some sort of pains. I also like the, I guess in. The year after they actually start with all the limits and stuff, there will be creating an online dashboard that lists the 100 largest contributors to candidates or campaign committees. And that's pretty cool. It shows how much money industry groups donate to the candidates. I appreciate that. More transparency is good for us. Maybe.
Don't have to guess at whose interests somebody's serving.
I'm just so funny to me that Phil Knight is mentioned in here. But yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of money.
Shut it down, Phil Knight. It's over. You're gonna have to give money to causes now.
Well, it's limited. Just like 33
it's
grand.
It's still a lot of money that they can give. I want to be clear about that. It just won't be the runaway kind of a thing, especially like we saw in the last governor's election.
Sure.
That is just money pouring into it. And anyway.
The last line of this article.
From AP?
AP article. Although the amount of money they can give to political action committees known as super PACs has no cap.
Yep. So
let's
shoot.
Not forget.
They didn't undo Citizens United, unfortunately.
It's a little. It's steps or it's progress. It's reform.
It is progress. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm here for it.
And I think it's relatively safe to say that we will see different elections and different campaigns, different candidates because of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just going to totally be run by enormous, enormous amounts of money, right? It's not going to solely be, I'm running for governor, ergo I must court Phil Knight, you know?
And his court, interest and all. No, oh, nice.
Is there anything there?
Because it's sports. He does basketball.
Basketball shoes.
Shoes.
For Nike, yeah. Well, I'll work on it.
Swoosh.
Yeah, thank you.
But Kobe, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Nike. Anyway, do we want to, what do you want to do now?
We can go to a quick musical break if you like.
Yeah, I think let's take a musical break. You're listening to The Gap on KBOO Portland, International Women's Day edition.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, by the way. We're going to take a little break and we will be back with our community questions. See you in a minute.
Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. Together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view.
That was amazing. I like it so much.
I had a little in-studio concert that other folks were not privy to.
There you go. What a great song. We are back here on The Gap on KBOO Portland. I'm Tammy, and sitting next to me is Althea.
Hey.
Hello. You might not know, but this is the last week, or we're approaching the last week of the membership fund drive, All Thrills, No Frills special programming campaign. You can support this program, other programs, the news, the views, the music, the muse. You can go to kboo.fm/give, or you can text your donation to 44321. You type in KBOO. It's our members who make KBOO possible. Donate today. We need your help. Become a stakeholder in this experiment of democratic radio making.
So true. Phew. And look, we're doing special things. We want to earn your heart
earning. Oh yeah, you know? We're earning it.
We got a full day of International Women's Day programming. We are of course honored to be a part of it. We've got Diaspora Tonali coming up later. So many great things. If you go to kboo.fm/program or on the homepage, you can click on the banner that says International Women's Day. It'll take you to the whole schedule. Actually was kicked off last night, and we're going into the morning of tomorrow. So it's a lot of women stuff going on. So, you know, if you appreciate stuff like that, consider supporting us. And shout out to Tim L. and a couple of anonymous folks who have been supporting us in the last few minutes with a donation. kboo.fm/give.
And, you know, another thing, if there's a special woman in your life, whether, you know,
of any relation.
Of any relation, you can do a donation in their name, and it, you know, or in honor of or in memory of too.
Sure, sure.
I think those are, it's so special. It's a really unique, you know, gift, a really unique way of remembering someone. Again, you can go to kboo.fm/give.
Well, with the Women's Day in mind,
what are we doing? Are we being hysterical? What's going on?
I can't. Okay, all right. For our community question, this is the part where we want you to call in. Who's an important woman in your life? Who's? We want to talk about the women that shaped you. Let us know. 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187 is the phone number. You can chat with us on the website, kboo.fm, on the bottom right side of the homepage. It says chat with us. You can message us on Instagram. Our handle is @thegapradio. You can email us, thegapradio@gmail.com. Did I forget any of them? I think we're good.
No, we're so accessible.
All right. You know, shouting out important women in your life, you know, who comes to mind?
Ugh. I'm still triggered by Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We're excluding her from the conversation.
So triggered by her. Well, obviously, my mom is a bit, you know.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to mom. My mom, your mom, moms.
Yeah.
My grandma Rose, she was a big part of my life, basically raised me. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to also think of, like, all the women that I've met throughout my... Because, you know, you look at, like... I don't know, for me at least, I look at my friends, people my age, and I don't look at them as, like, a woman who... So it's just, like, my friend, you know? Yeah. But definitely as you grow up and you see your friends becoming, like, moms or, you know, just, like, kicking butt in work stuff or, mm-hmm. you know, getting PhDs or something, you're like, whoa, that's, like... You're a girl and you did that. That's pretty
awesome. That's kind of tough.
That's really hard. How did you do that?
Yeah.
So definitely a lot of inspiration for people around me. Mm-hmm. I never really had any role models that were like
not you didn't look at a poster.
No, yeah, never.
Say, I'm going to be that. Yeah. No, I feel the same way. I mean, yeah, definitely. Definitely my mom, my grandmas, my sisters.
Boom.
Shout out to my sisters. It's also difficult. Well, I mean, I feel like just, who are women that I admire or women that have an impact on me? So many. I'm around them all the time.
Sure,
I'd love to have it. My mom, my sisters, my grandma, both of them, my stepmom. And there's been so many, like, influential women throughout my schooling as well.
Sure,
like,
sure.
So many of my teachers that helped shaped me, both in school and then also like in professional life.
Mm-hmm.
I have to thank my radio predecessors who kind of gave me the gift of all of this. Shout out to Jenna and Lanita. You know, there's so many people that make that kind of impact on you, and we want you to reflect with us, please. 503-231-8187.
You know, I was also thinking Lanita Duke.
Shout out Lanita. I hope she's up. I hope she's listening.
She's got a square job.
Yeah.
Knowing all the stuff that she did in radio and like her life story, but also like being a pioneer in many ways and having like the opportunity to work with her. And she's like, you know, super like laid back and really funny and cheeky. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. And sometimes... Recently, I was in a situation where I was feeling really low, and there was this lady, and I went to get like a, you know, some street food, and she hands me my food, and she's just like so cheeky and funny, and she was like, you know, we got to talking, and I think she was like 72 or something, and she was, you know, religious, she had like a religious garb on, but she was so funny and so cheeky and so like, I'm like, I work in nonprofit. She's like, oh, I won't hold it against you. Like, that's, you know.
Hilarious.
And hilarious, right? And I was feeling really low. And at that moment, I felt this kind of like, this woman, you know, had a light that she was able to like shine onto me and light my flame up. Like pour into me in a way that felt like she didn't, you know. And we have so many like things that are different between us. And yet she just like maybe felt it. And I don't know, it makes me think of like the type of advice that you get from women in your life. And there's this quote. I'll do it real quick.
Yeah, please.
Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth.
Hmm. I like that.
I always love advice from you know, elders. I mean, even just people who are like, you know, just been through something that you've been through. They don't even have to be older than you. They can just have experienced something or see you going through something. So, yeah, I think of like teachers and whenever I was struggling and they see that you're struggling and they just want to like...
They pour into you, you know? Yeah, pouring into another. I love that. It also makes me think of my great aunt Susie, who for me, like part of what has motivated some of my choices, I guess, is like what type of person do I want to be when I'm like 70, you know, and being able to look to my great aunt who is very into crafts and antiques and collecting and making. And, you know, when I was
flower
like,
dyeing.
And yeah. When I was like 12, we were running along the beach together. She's like, you got to get out there and do that. You know, she was the first person I knew that wore Birkenstocks. Like, she's just so cool. And so having that model of, you know, that's, and you know, because she lives out kind of in the woods, but still has this like incredible community around her of people who she all knows, and they like come and stop by and they bring her stuff and play with her cats and, you know, see what she's got going on. And she's just really cool. And it's, for me, helpful to look to the future, be like, if I want to embody that in my life, what do I do now? You know, I want to be an interesting person. I want to, you know, so into all of these passions and talk to people and be open in ways that I like admire in other women in my life.
It is in a lifetime, you know, like with your great aunt or with the, you know, the lady at the food store, you know, when you there, they've seen so much change in their lifetimes, right? Yeah. Like for us, like, oh, you know, 40 years ago, women couldn't have, we weren't here around 40 years ago. Like, what do we even know? But when people are actually here and they've seen like the changes and I don't know, just like the ability to like morph with the times or to respond to a moment or, you know, to whatever. And still, you know, for a lot of women, they do have to like take care of kids and they're just like so pigeonholed into so many roles that society doesn't really like care about, but they're also in a lot of ways like creating the next generation and stewarding them, and they've been doing it with a lot of changes like in a lifetime. And you know, yesterday, even, you know, with the speech, like, you know, they're talking about IVF and abortion, and it's like these conversations have real life impact on people, and women have had to like endure, you know, being politicized for a long time. And so
certainly
just another point of reference. But 503-231-8187, we'd love to hear from you about women who impacted your life. Shout them out. Do they have any advice? I always love to hear some advice, some interesting solid advice. Again, 503-231-8187. And this here, International Women's Day.
International Women's Day conversation. Please call 503-231-8187. You can also message us on the website, kbu.fm. Click on the chat with us button, I think it says. Chat with us, yes. And let us know what you think. Would love to hear from you. Women that have been impactful in your life. Sometimes I'm like sort of like struck and humbled by it, I suppose, of like the capacity for, and this is like from my own experience, of like women whom I may not have like known for very long in their ability to like care, if that makes sense. You know, you hate when I talk about when I studied abroad.
But you were living in Paris.
I wasn't in Paris. I want to be really clear about that.
Was it Belarus?
It was not Belarus. It was Strasbourg.
Oh.
Yeah. But like my host mom, you know, I stayed with her for like 6 months or something. Martine, she's not listening, but,
you know
she was just this like, you know, to be able to create that like relationship and caring about me and taking care of me and, you know, but also like some part of growing into an adult in her home, you know, and that she was the kind of person that opened up her house and her life to international students was
right.
Like, it's like, that's another cool thing that you could be out and about doing, you know?
It's in town and all, like a lot of movement circles. Most of the people leading them are also women, you know, or, you know, self-identified as women. And it's like pretty awesome to see. Like it's,
the endurance of it all. Yeah, that's not, I find myself, you know, inspired and humbled by that.
It's not things that are just, you know, things that are focused around women's issues. We talk about everything from, like, you know, prison reform to
cops to roads,
like
to
the housing. Who's the sister from Sisters of the Road?
Yeah,
Kat Mahoney.
Yeah,
like that. That is a pretty powerful person to speak with. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I love listening to her and become really inspired by her. And again, her story. It's not just like, you know, people get to where they're at. You know, there's a whole journey behind it.
As a famous woman once said, you didn't fall out of a coconut tree.
That's another. That is a poet.
You, what is it? You are something about the context in the society.
No, you didn't fall out of the. Everyone always tries to contextualize it. No,
she says that.
You didn't fall out of a coconut tree.
I'm looking it up. Our there's first female vice president.
Female vice president and a poet.
Not the poet laureate yet.
Yet. You got it. Listen, you want this woman to work five jobs? Give her a second. 503-231-8187. We'd love to hear your input on this convo.
Can I read you the quote? What is it? You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? Laughs. You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Mm.
That's so true, Kamala. She really... You know,
that's... And I think her mom is the one that told her that. She's like, I think she said...
Oh, yeah, my mother used to. She would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree.
I do love saying that.
People do act like we fell out of it. Or even, you know, not even just in your lifetime, but like within the past 2 years.
Five minutes.
You act like you fell out of a coconut tree.
Speaking of trees and things falling, my grandma would say... you can be open-minded, but don't be so open-minded that your brain falls out. I thought that was interesting.
I love that.
1922. That's a different type of wisdom.
Ooh, I have someone from the website talking about, sorry, recontextualize the conversation if you just tuned in. We're talking about impactful women in your life, shouting them out, you know, advice that they've given. 503-231-8187. If you'd like to call for our International Women's Day special, this person on the website says, my grandmother, who was an immigrant from Italy, had 10 children, so had to have a prep kitchen in the basement for cooking and baking. She volunteered during the flu epidemic in the early 1900s. Somehow, she raised my mother to be independent, and maybe there's more to come on that story, but love that. A separate prep kitchen in the basement. Holy.
Oh, wait, did 10...
Stay away from the...
10 kids? You gotta... Gotta wrestle him up.
gotta wrestle him up. So true.
Give him
some of that
Biden Panera juice. And you think, it's, again, being women, a lot of times have to play these roles of you know, taking care of the house. And a lot of times I don't think people asked how they did it, you know? And also another cool thing for, I don't want people to think I'm like super influenced by the State of the Union address, but
I mean, you didn't fall out of a coconut tree.
I didn't fall out
this
of
morning. I didn't. You exist with all that you which don't came know what be- I did. In the context of which came before you.
There is Biden is doing a task force.
Yeah.
Him, Tina Kotick, they're doing task force gurus over here.
Consider the task forced.
I think it's he's going to open a task force for like women like medical research. Yeah. Yeah, health research, and I'm pretty sure that he said that Jill Biden is going to be heading it. Either way, it's just great because people. I didn't realize how much, and with that book even that you let me, I didn't even realize researchers have not cared about how things impact women. And it's
Human Blues by Elisa Albert, by the way.
Still
felt today.
You know,
definitely.
I don't know if it was you that told me the goggles.
Yeah, the VR vision goggles.
They didn't test them on any.
They didn't test them on women, and women were getting like motion sick.
Virtual
in a big
reality.
Way.
This is a
virtual reality, not built for ladies. Is real reality built for them either?
Whoa.
Not to get too heavy, but you
know.
Wake
that up. Yeah. You said not reality or virtual reality is made free.
Good golly. Yeah, no,
wow.
I'm glad you brought up the health thing. And that is, just to shout out the book, because it had a big impact on me, my life, my personal decision making. Mm-hmm. I read it last summer, Human Blues by Elisa Albert. I'm forcing Tammy to read it. And maybe we'll have a more in-depth conversation on the show sometime soon. But yeah, definitely thinking about how medicine, so many things were not necessarily tested with women, including like different treatments for different diseases or all kinds of different things. Your and focus group needs to have half the, at least someone to represent half the population in it.
And well, yeah, that is insane. And
it gets a little upsetting.
And then on top of it, you have just the fact that, again, even with all of this and health, you know, not caring about women's health and stuff, they're still expected to raise sire and, you know, make babies and birth. There you go. That's the word. Like, how do they fall?
That's like, how far we've come in
falling
the women's
out of
movement.
Coconut tree.
Is that we forgot tree. About the word birth, but we are not falling out of a coconut.
And they're expected to do all these things. Meanwhile, you know, their health literally is not even being researched. And they're expected to, you know, raise up the next generation in a healthy way while totally neglecting their own. And God forbid if they have daughters, their health won't matter either. So yeah. it's a good progress again. But, you know, just thinking of, you know, in the spirit of Women's History Month, International Women's History Month, and, you know, it's a lot. I think there's a lot that's put on us, a lot that's expected from us.
Yeah.
And yet a lot, very little, like, flexibility with the fact that we're also human.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's also, like, the, and part of, you know, why we have different types of months, like, devoted to different populations is, like, how do you get recognition for something that's totally taken for granted? You know? For and there's like, you know, there's work done around like understanding better and having greater appreciation for what is considered quote unquote women's work, including like household chores and stuff like that. And I don't know, what do we do when we just take it for granted? It's like, actually, this has all been happening. It's like, oh great, keep doing it. It's like, okay, well, that's okay, well, thanks, I guess.
There's also the notion of when people do things and they are the first ones, you know,
yeah.
You know, how much, you know, how much of it is, do they have to write down that they're the first X, Y, and Z to do this thing? Or like,
yeah.
There's that piece of like, you of being recognized as the first one, as a trendsetter, as a path paver. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it's who's the owner, like, who has to do that? Who has to make sure that you are codified in history and that people remember you? If it's, you know, I don't know, not obviously it's your actions, but also yeah. Like, who, if you don't make sure people know you were the first ones, like, how would they? I don't know. That acknowledgement is just really important. And if yeah. People don't care about, or people don't view the work that you do, or, you know, the fact that you're the first one to do it, like. I don't know. It can be sad, but
we're not always talking about the second, third, and fourth. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Although there's a speaking of another. I sent you the text yesterday. Cole Brower makes history as the first American woman to race solo around the world. The second one to win. Out of 16 avid sailors, they completed the Global Solo Challenge, and they basically. Started October 29th, sailed around the west coast of Africa over to Australia and around the tip of South America before returning to Spain. Phew. She was the only woman and the youngest competitor in the event.
Wow.
Whoop, there it is. Constantly, continuing. You see a glass floor, a glass ceiling, break it all.
Break the glass floor too. Start stomping on it. This is the gap we are talking about. This is our community question segment. Impactful women who've impacted you, please give us a call. Let us know. Shout them out. 503-231-8187. You can also message us on the website, kbu.fm, as somebody did. This is from Phil, actually. Hiya, Gap folks. Shout out to my mother, Rosalind Silman Garfinkel, who got her master's at the age of 21 in 1949 and blazed a trail. Also, shouts out to Susan Barrett, Evelyn Dipple, my high school English teachers, and Martha Stimack Young, my high school journalism teacher. They really helped me discover the greater world and my own skill with language. A lifetime debt of gratitude to all of them.
Mm.
Good Lord, that cheers. That's also, can I say, if you suddenly you don't want to call when it's International Women's Day?
Oh, you're getting...
I don't know. Sorry.
Gotta get him some of that Biden juice. 503-231-8187. Can we make that a thing? Okay, here, off the cuff, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
If someone out there is a barista making coffee,
yeah,
if they make the Biden special,
right,
that could be very witty.
Yeah.
That guy,
that could be fun. Are you giving that idea away for free, or do you want credit?
I'll get back to me. I'll see if it's for the good people.
Tammy's possessive Biden's coffee. It's going to fly off the shelves. We can say that with certainty. 503-231-8187. It's International Women's Day. Talk to us, please. Who are some impactful women in your life? Let us know. 503-231-8187. Sorry for threatening you earlier. Jeez. No, it's not threatening. It's just, come on, let's talk about it.
We'll keep chit-chatting. I don't care.
No, I don't care.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
don't threaten me with appreciating the women in my life, because I'll do it. You can't stop me.
Oh, you like International Women's Month so much? Name five women.
Michelle Obama. Have you seen those videos?
But no.
Or the Billy on the Street one. It's like, name a woman. Or there was a trend on TikTok, actually. And for some reason, dudes are almost always naming Hillary Clinton as the first woman that comes to mind. She's really occupying a lot of brain space for someone who has not held elected office in some time. She's just tweeting sometimes. Mm. I mean, like, so sorry that the Barbie movie didn't get an Oscar nomination. Hillary, come on. We used to be a proper country.
Hillary Clinton apparently is the...
She was not on their marketing team, from what I understand.
Whose marketing team?
Barbie.
Oh, that's what you think.
I've gotten off track.
Now I'm thinking of Barbie. I'm trying to think of like a Hillary joke.
503-231-8187. I'm sure they made a Barbie of her already.
I'm sure. If they didn't, they can have this with that idea.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. It's low hanging fruit.
Mattel has been known to lurk on the show. So
see, look at us. Women's History Month, and we're mentioning Mattel. Look at this. Ugh. We can't even help ourselves.
It's okay.
I think we have Bob on the line. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Tammy and Althea, right?
Yes. Althea? Hey, how you doing?
How are
you?
Good. It's me, Bob. Hey, good morning. I want to give a big shout-out to Women's International Month and one of the very important women in my life besides my wonderful wife. Talking about a business owner of 17 years. She owned and operated the black coffee shop, an African-American coffee shop in Portland called Reflections Coffee Shop. And her name is Gloria McMurtry.
Mm. Well, there it is. What's Gloria the name of the coffee? Reflections, right?
Yeah, Reflections Coffee Shop right there on Killingsworth and MLK Jr. Boulevard. And it was a coffee shop and bookstore.
Okay.
And let me tell you, Sister Gloria, she was from Detroit. And she wasn't, you know, she had a little edge to her, of course, as a business person. You have a little edge to you. You can't be all hugs and kisses. So, you know, I worked for her for 2 years off and on, 1 year here, 1 year there. And one of her favorite things, she would always tell you, yeah, I ain't from here. I'm from Detroit.
Mm.
It was always cool when she said that. We knew she was in a mood. And she still with us. She's still alive. She gets a shout out. I went to her 80th birthday party a year ago. The people out there, Reflections Coffee and Book Shop, it's not there anymore. It was there for 17 years. It was the mecca of the black community. Gloria McMurtry from Detroit. Big shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out. Thank you. That. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Reggae Bob.
International Women's Day. Business
boom,
owners.
There it is. This is making me think. You reminded me. My next door neighbor, as I walk the dog, we've become close friends. She's really nice. Shirley Nanette is her name.
Mm.
Outstanding singer. She sang at the Kennedy Center, I believe.
What?
Yeah. Old school Portland. Old school.
Mm-hmm.
And she has one of her granddaughters also is on Cats, I think, or something, or she was touring with Cats. Huge musical family.
Wow.
Shout out to her. She's out there talking to all the neighbors. you know, giving blessings to everyone. All the little babies love her. Mm-hmm. And she still sings. I think she's like in her 70s or something. She's still singing over at the Alberta street pub. She has shows every once in a while.
Nice.
She knows K-Boo. She knows, you know, she knows music.
Yeah.
Jazz singer. She has like all the record collections. She's really such an interesting lady.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Shirley Nanette. We got April on the line.
Hi, April. Can you hear us?
Hi. Just fine. I was just inspired by the last caller. I knew Miss Gloria, and I miss that place so much. I went to, for one thing, it was, like you said, it was a Talking Drum bookstore and Reflections Coffee. And so you could sit there and read books, and I actually got introduced to Octavia Butler that way, which was a very good relationship. And I also attended a couple of, one whole summer we read a book and discussed each chapter in the back room, and that was a really neat group. So I didn't know Miss Gloria for very long, but I sure do miss that place, and I was really inspired by her and the books we read and all the people that we connected with. I think they really did create a lot of community there.
That's wonderful.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Hope she's listening. Maybe time to open up, do a pop-up or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Shout out to Miss Gloria, and happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Women's Day. Thanks for calling.
Who knows? It could be a pop-up popping up.
Could be. The people are excited about it, if so. 503-231-8187. We're talking International Women's Day. Women that have inspired you, have impacted you. We would love to know what you think. We appreciate all the calls so far about women who've been impactful.
Going back to like the you didn't come out of a coconut.
Yeah.
Miss Gloria's place makes me think of the Rose City Book Pub a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Another woman-owned institution.
Yeah, she was a good home. The book pub was, and Annalise, for you and I and Asia, for kind of coming out of the pandemic. We spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, we went there before it got cool.
Yeah.
But it's still a beautiful place and great. It's books and food, and you can just sit there.
Community.
And read. Definitely community.
I mean, I've met a lot of people at the book pub.
Mm-hmm.
Made random friends. People randomly joined our trivia team. Mm-hmm. People randomly inquired about the book that I was reading, and then we started talking about, you know, their law work with AI. You know, there's been all kinds of things. You never know who you're gonna meet.
Is that
in a place like that?
Did you give that guy your info?
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Okay, cool. we got info. Oh, sorry.
We got Steven on the line. Hi, Steven.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to phone and let you know that you guys inspire me. It's the only public affairs show that I listen to where I leave with a smile on my face.
Aw.
You guys are great. And I don't live anywhere near Portland, and I've only been there once in the last 20 years, but still, I love listening to your show. I like the humor that you see in public affairs issues.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Really nice. I really appreciate that.
Happy International Women's Day to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to squeeze Zach in, I think. Zach, you're on the air. Oh. Well, we'll work on that.
There it is.
A little bit of a beat going.
Got it. Get it.
Oh.
Right. There it is. Well. Yeah, I mean, you know, they got to
see. We can take the comment off the air if you'd like.
We got to see the humor in the events, and the events make it, you know, politicians at least make it a little bit easier than to think of the material. But
yeah.
Okay, we'll get Zach later on.
Zach, you can call back or call the front desk, and we'll try to talk to you off air. I just want to plug, guys. International Women's Day. We're making you talk about it now. It's not over, okay?
They just started.
It's just getting started, okay? Oh. We have so much planned for the day. Check us out, kboo.fm. On the homepage, there's a banner that says International Women's Day. Click on that. You'll see the whole thing, the whole shebang. So many heavy hitters of KBOO Radio are in here for this. We've got Tina Turner-Moffett, Emma Lugo, Barbara Bernstein, Jenka Soderberg, Lisa Loving's going to be on air. Lori Sonnenfeld is on at noon. And we've got so many people. I wanted to do a couple name drops. I want everybody to go check it out. I don't know that we have time for another call, do we?
We either got to keep it snappy.
All right. Caller, you're with us. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Talk to us.
You got 30 seconds.
I was just, I got a brand new cell phone, and I just figured I'd say Happy Women's Day, and I wanted to check that my cell phone was working correctly.
Yeah, great.
And so I thought that would be just something nice to say to you, because you guys have some of the nicest, the laughs, the kind of sense of humor that I've heard in the radio and the left, and I thought that is really nice.
Well, thank you. Happy International Women's Day to you as well.
Appreciate it.
That's it.
Short and sweet, and your phone sounds great. So.
Yeah, it sounds good on our end.
Two birds.
We're doing all right.
Congratulations on the new phone.
Two birds, one screen.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I just got it. I just wanted to check it out, make sure everything was functional.
Nice. Well, it is. Well, all thank right. you so much.
Appreciate it.
And we have to wrap up for today. It's been great hearing from you.
Appreciate a woman today, maybe.
Yeah, and for the rest of the month.
That's your homework.
It's been great. My name is Tammy. With me is Althea.
Stay tuned for more International Women's Day to come.
See you next week.
Bye.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial.
Thank you for tuning in to KBOO.